she wanted. Off to school, pay her tuition, get some socks for Wozy, get ready for this day with Warren, my hair and nails done, and, Krista, put my phone down! Tell me what you want, tell me what you see, where you wanna go, what you wanna be. If you have a dream, you can make it there with a lot of work and a lot of prayer. If you take your time, gotta be precise, gotta have a plan, double check it twice. Wait, hold up. Slow down, still won't need advice. Someone's gone before, maybe talk to them. Then after you do, go and talk to him. Great is gonna come, maybe not tonight. Take your time today, future's looking bright.
Got a lot of friends, made a lot of ends. Twitter, you the trend, Ema Bentley Benz. But you need it kinda fast. Keep sweating, you gotta make it last. Live every day like it's your last. But don't forget to have a blast.
Some sleep, gotta be up in the morning early for an interview. This is, I can't do everything. I need a vacation.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 27th, 2013. And so, Lot began to talk to these sick men and people, corrupt, no morals, judges, those who had created a system of slavery, exploitation, and colonialism. He said in verse 8 that he wanted them to do that which was good in their eyes. And that word in your eyes, though, that phrase, it's a masculine and a feminine word. Let me see if I can just see the word. Do good in your eyes. Ayin. 5869. Masculine and feminine having to do with the eye, physical eye, mental qualities. You see, our minds operate on masculine, feminine polarity. When you have an idea, that idea can't be conceived until there is action. That action is like the germ of life called sperm hitting the egg. So when action is taken on an idea, now that idea is conceived. So you see, the mind works on masculine, feminine polarity. Do what's good in your eyes. And so when the men heard this, they began to, where is that at? Is that verse 8? Break down the door. They came near, I think that's verse 9. The man Lot was trying to get them to deal with the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. And then these sick men began to break the door of the house that held the men that were under the care of Lot, which is giving us a picture of this society that wants to go after knowledge but doesn't want to go after wisdom. It is unwise to keep bringing death, hell, and destruction. It is unwise to kill the human family. It is unwise to destroy children and women and men and destroy living wage jobs and health care. That's not wise. So that's like these sick, corrupt, wicked, evil men that are now going to break down the door to the house, and the house is the universe, this earth, this creation, and we are in this protective house, and we are ready to deal with the wicked ruling class and ruling families who are, and they are sick, corrupt, wicked, no morals. Now they want to break the house, break this protection that we have. And the word, the word door, it says they came near to break the door. The word door is 1817, Hebrew size Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Deleth, this word is feminine. The door was shaped like the anatomy of the woman. And we're looking at the woman's body as sacred. The Africans were able to teach about the very anatomy of the human being and teach the reality of the anatomy of the human being as being sacred, and began to look into the earth and the world and creation and see that which represented masculine and that which represented feminine. And so two doors having the shape of the sacred feminine anatomy. This word door is feminine. And these wicked, corrupt, evil men began to break the door, which means break the sacred feminine, break the mother, break the woman, break the female, tried to destroy Mother Holy Spirit. And so now we see in verse 23 that the sun begins to rise. And the sun rising teaches us of birth, rebirth, and resurrection. And the word sun is 8121 Shemesh. This word is masculine and feminine. The rising of the sun, the rising of civilization, the rising of the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven, the rising of knowledge, which is the sacred masculine, and the rising of wisdom, which is the sacred feminine, empowering us to overthrow the wicked. And so in verse 24, we see that then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And the word, let me see now, the word rained, 4305. Mata, this verb to rain, send hail, having to do with the judgments of the Most High on wicked judges, wicked rulers, wicked leaders who are corrupt, immoral. And the word brimstone, what rained? Brimstone, the word brimstone is gofreth, 1614. This word is feminine, brimstone, judgment, Jehovah's breath. This word is feminine. The feminine is rising up. The feminine aspect of Yahweh, the feminine aspect of you and me, the feminine power in the human family, the feminine power that has been so suppressed, downpressed, oppressed, rejected, is rising up to say to this earth and this world and this system, we're raining down the power of the feminine to move away corruption, move away wickedness, move away immorality, move away this wicked civilization. The breath in the African Hebrew Ruach has to do with breath. Ruach is feminine, and this brimstone is feminine, the sacred feminine of Yahweh, the sacred feminine raining down. And then the word fire, 784, Aish, this word is feminine as well, fire, flames, supernatural fire accompanying theophany. Theophany having to do with the power of the Most High in creation, in this physical creation, because We as Africans taught the whole world, the whole earth, that this whole creation is alive and animated with the power and energy of the Most High, Ruach Kadosh, the energy. Everything we think is inanimate is animated in reality. All you need is a telescope to view that which we think is inanimate. View that inanimate object on a molecular level, and we will see protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules. And so this word fire, the altar of fire, the fire of God's anger, supernatural fire, the Most High angry at this system, angry at this civilization, angry at this community of the human family for allowing wicked rulers to rule this earth. And so the fire of God's anger is feminine. The brimstone is feminine. Wake up the sacred feminine, sisters and brothers, within ourselves. I'm reminded of the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 2, paraphrasing in verse 3, where Mother Holy Spirit, our mother, sits. And the people were sitting, teaching us that the word sitting has to do with those who sit on the throne to rule. You, my sisters and brothers, are destined to rule this creation. You are destined to rule this earth. Prepare your babies. Prepare the children that it is now time that they be prepared to go into the God and Goddess within themselves. Raise up the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine and rule this creation. Rule this earth. Wipe off the throne the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Wipe off this earth wickedness and immorality and corruption. Clean this earth. Clean this universe, beginning with cleaning ourselves. And so Mother Holy Spirit sits. The people were sitting, these revolutionary Christians who were empowered by Mother Holy Spirit to now deal with Caesar and deal with Rome and teach this teaching to the masses, that we would be able to sit on thrones of power and rule this earth, rule this creation, kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven. And it says, cloven tongues, paraphrasing, Acts chapter 2, verse 2. Cloven tongues as of fire sat on the people. And the word fire, I think, is neutered or masculine in the Greek. But we know that the African Hebrew is the backbone. So this fire in the African Hebrew is feminine. That same fire, that same anger, the Most High angry at Rome, angry at Caesar, is today angry at the House of Rothschild, ruling class, ruling families, Oppenheimers, and angry at us for not rising up and tapping into this power, cleaning up ourselves, teaching the babies and the youth and the children that they have power. Go into the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. And with, it says, these tongues now, tongues of fire, cloven tongues, cloven having to do with multiple tongues. Do you have the language of the Muslim? Do you have the language of the Christian? Do we have the language of the Hebrew? Do we have the language of the communist? Do we have the language of the socialist? Do we have the language of the capitalist? Do we have the language of the white man and woman, black man and woman, brown, red, yellow man and woman? Do we have the language to talk to the masculine? Do we have the language to talk to the feminine? Do we have the language to talk to the children and the babies and the youth and the teenagers and the young adults? This is about learning languages. Do we have the language of the universe, the universal language that teaches us through the African teaching of the zodiac, that this power of the universe is found within ourselves? And when we tap into this power and understand this power and clean up ourselves, we will be sitting on thrones of power. Sacred masculine, sacred feminine. Now let's try to move to this lesson. The blessing passes to Jacob with all of that as a backdrop. Jacob teaches us our mission. And our mission, when you go into the word Jacob, Jacob is Yaakov, Yaakove. Now, see, what is going on here, Isaac is prepared to give the blessing to the eldest son, Esau, but Esau was foolish and sold his birthright as the elder to the younger son, Jacob. And I want to see what Esau means. Esau, I've never looked up Esau before. Esau is hairy. Hairy. He was a hairy man. Asav or Esav. 6215, Hebrew, Sash, Strong's Hebrew, Greek Dictionary. So that comes into play because Rebekah, let me see what Rebekah means. Rebekah was the wife of Isaac. Let me see if I can find Rebekah right quick. Yeah, Rebekah was the wife of Isaac, Ribkah. And Rebekah means ensnarer. You see, when you go into the when we go into the definition of these words, we begin to understand some things. Ensnarer, Ribkah, or Ribkah, which is rendered Rebekah, is 7259. So Rebekah or Ribkah is the ensnarer. When you ensnare someone, you trap them. You use a rope and a noose and you trap someone. And so she, Ribkah, she loved her son Jacob the most. Isaac, which means laughter and playfulness and frivolity, loved Esau the best. And so Ribkah is going to ensnare Esau, her son, and her husband Isaac in a trap and influence Jacob to usurp, overthrow Esau out of the position of the blessing of the eldest son. So Jacob puts on a material made by his mother Rebekah, which makes him to appear hairy, full of hair. So Isaac, whose sight, he's old, sight is leaving him, reaches his hand out to touch, he thinks, Esau. He say, man, Esau, you don't sound like normal. Come here, let me touch you, boy. And so he reaches out, touches Jacob, and says, well, you feel like Esau, you must be Esau. Gives the blessing to Jacob, thinking it was Esau. So this is Rebekah's trap. Rebekah ensnared. And see, on the righteous tip, we become Rebekah for righteousness. We're going to lay traps for the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. And we're going to lay righteous traps of truth, justice, and righteousness, so that we may take this earth back from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Now, Isaac means laughter. Research these words for yourself. Playfulness, rooted in another word having to do with playfulness and frivolity. And see, you can't live a life in which we can enjoy one another playfully. Put it this way. My beautiful sister Malala, let me see her name right quick, sisters and brothers. This beautiful woman from Pakistan, Malala Yousafzai. She came to, and I said this last session, she came to Barack Obama and said, "Thank you, sir. You know, the Taliban shot me in the head, and the Taliban that shot her in the head are agents of the CIA. There's a good Taliban, and then there's an infiltrated Taliban that did this wickedness. To shoot a woman in the head, deny her education, is not Islam. These are people, men, who have been infiltrated by the CIA, if not physically, then mentally and morally, sick men." And so America, not because America loved Malala, only because of political expedience, they, the Obama administration, Republicans and Democrats, helped this beautiful woman, gave her health care, nursed her back to health. She said, "Thank you, President Obama, sir, for helping me, giving me health care, nursing me back to health. Thank you for what you're doing as far as education for women in my country, Pakistan. But you know what? Could you please stop bombing my people? Could you please stop dropping these drone bombs and killing my people?" And look, what she is saying is, we can't be Isaac as long as you're killing our people. You're creating a condition that we can't be playful with one another, be happy with one another, have frivolity with one another. Because the drones are overhead, and on Democracy Now, October the 25th, they dealt with the drone reality and how the United Nations is investigating this reality and should have been doing so a long time ago. And I believe Human Rights Watch has also been digging into this reality, always pointing the finger at other nations, but until now not wanting to point the finger at America because America controls the NGOs, Human Rights Watch, and controls the United Nations. But I believe because of this beautiful sister Malala, my beautiful sister from Pakistan, she had the strength to stand up to President Obama, stand up to Mrs. Obama, and stand up in the midst of at least one of their daughters and say, "Stop killing and bombing my people, because we can't," and I'm just giving you this interpretation, "we can't live like Isaac. We can't live the definition of Isaac. We can't be free with one another, playful with one another, have fun, because we are so worried that we're going to be killed by these drones." It talks about, the news has been talking about, this grandmother in the field picking vegetables with her grandchildren. Drone flying overhead. Drops the bomb on this grandmother. Blows her to smithereens, sisters and brothers, in front of her grandchildren, who are now suffering mentally from such a wicked, deplorable, corrupted, immoral experience because of sick men. Sodom and Gomorrah, spiritual homosexuality, all type of knowledge but no wisdom, all type of spiritual knowledge and spirituality and facts but no morality, no wisdom, rejection of the sacred feminine, causing this reality of the drones in Pakistan. So the sisters and brothers want to be free with one another, tell jokes, have fun. Not that we don't want to work and do serious things, but don't you want to sometimes just have plain old ordinary fun with your family? Maybe they were having fun in that field, picking vegetables with grandma. Here comes this bomb. So Malala said, "You know what? Stop dropping bombs on my people." And so now we see that Human Rights Watch and the United Nations doing the investigation. We know the truth already. Put these people in jail. Indict them for crimes against humanity, crimes against international law. All of these wars, all of them are illegal. All of them are immoral. All of them financed by the House of Rothschild to further eugenics and destruction of the poor working class masses of the people. So now we see Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him to go to, let me get this verse, sisters and brothers, because we want to teach some truths about Jacob and what Jacob represents. So you have that as a backdrop concerning the blessing. But let's just deal with the blessing and Jacob and the definition of Jacob and see what we can learn. Verse 1, Isaac called Jacob, blessed him, charged him, said to him, this is a paraphrase, don't take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. This is interesting. Has nothing to do with race. Has nothing to do with race and ethnicity. These are African people. But when you check these definitions of the words, then we're able to understand something. Watch this, sisters and brothers. Jacob is to take a wife, seek a wife, go after a wife. So what Isaac is telling Jacob, if you want to have a life of free playfulness, relationship, this condition of Isaac, where there's no death, hell, destruction, no warfare, no drone, you got to go after the feminine. You have to go after the sacred feminine. This is metaphor for you and me, that we must raise the sacred feminine. And wife, that spiritual wife that is in all of us, that we may go into that sacred womb that is ourselves, and then produce truth, justice, and righteousness, and produce the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Now, Jacob is Yaakov. I know I'm not saying this exactly correctly. 3290, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means heel holder, supplanter. Now, sisters and brothers, if you recall in Genesis, when mankind, this is not just one man and one woman, this is mankind as Adam. Adam is masculine and feminine, male and female. This is mankind suffering under the wicked rule of the serpent. That word serpent representing the wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families. That scripture talks, I think it's chapter 2 or chapter 3, talks about how the seed of the woman will, I'm paraphrasing, strike the head of the serpent, and the serpent will bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. When you look up the word heel, it's the same word or root word that we have here under Jacob or Yaakov, which is rendered heel holder, supplanter, and is rooted in another word, akav, supplant, circumvent, take by the heel, follow at the heel, attack at the heel. So what this is teaching us is that as we strike the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families in the head, strike at their knowledge, strike at their wisdom, and look at our leaders who struck at the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Look at Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Gabrielle Prosser, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth. Look at Booker T. Washington, W.E.B. Du Bois, Frederick Douglass, Paul Robeson, Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Fannie Lou Hamer, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Minister Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Stokely Carmichael, Black Panther Party men and women, Ella Baker, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, Congress on Racial Equality. These men and women, the anti-war movement, the communist, socialist, anti-war human rights movement. These are men and women who are striking at the head of the serpent being the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and then the wicked ruling class and ruling families bruising the heel of the people, the masses, the poor working class masses oppressed. That means overthrowing the people from ruling this earth. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.